And just before we go to Dave, sometimes breaking news happens and it just slips by, but this is important breaking news that happened on WJR just minutes ago. We want you to hear it again from Congressman and Senate candidate Mike Rogers on, I haven't heard this actual cut, but it's on the Gordie Howe Bridge and more, if you'll play it, Danielle.
Well, I had a conversation with the Secretary yesterday, Secretary of Commerce Letnik, and the deal will be announced in the next few days, and here's what the good news is. So this is getting wrapped up. That bridge is going to get open. But the financial deal that they secured for us, we went from getting no revenue. I believe it'll be as much as half the revenue. Joint determination what the tolls are. Remember, the Canadians were going to have 100% control of what the tolls were on the board. That's going to change. And this was the most important thing that I've been working with the White House and got this from the Secretary yesterday, that they will guarantee and ensure that we're not pouring Chinese cars over that after that bridge.
Wow. Senator, or Senate candidate, don't get ahead of yourself, former congressman, Senate candidate, Mike Rogers. Very big news. You heard it here first, as is often the case, on WJR. The Gordie Howe Bridge opening very soon under different financial circumstances that we've all been led to believe were happening, and it sounds like it's going to be in favor of a more balanced situation for the United States. Just wanted you to hear that. Dave Rieger is here. Rieger Reviews It, sponsored by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef. Dine in or carry out the best Wigley's corned beef sandwiches, the best around. And you find him at Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street in Detroit's Eastern Market. They're open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. While you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor, the owner. He loves his customers as much as he loves the corned beef, and we love it too. Hello, David. Evil Dead Burn in theaters. What do you think?
So this is your typical horror story where they just break all the rules. It follows a grieving widow. Her name's Alice. Her abusive husband, William, he dies in a tragic car accident. So what does she decide to do? She travels with his family to their rundown, isolated, ancestral home in the woods. Because that'd be the first thing that I would do is do that, right? Because you know something bad's going to happen. So his brother finds some old papers and, my favorite part of this movie, some reel-to-reel audio tapes, Paul. And they find them in the attic, and they belong to their grandfather, who was a part of a secret society. They play the recordings, and unfortunately, this unearths these demons from a nearby remote lake. And now Alice has to fight for her life to survive the evening or the night because the whole family turns into these demons.
Yikes. Evil Dead Burn in theaters starting today. Let's listen.
We found something. The Necronomicon, the Book of the Dead.
You know they don't want me there.
You're part of the family.
Despite my warnings, they read from the book, Unleashing Demons, and Demons, and Demons, and Demons. God help us.
The whole family can be together again.
Children?
I still may not be able to sleep tonight.
Please, open the door.
Ah! Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Listen, we all love The Evil Dead, the original, Sam Raimi, Wayne State grad, Michigan guy. Evil Dead 2 was even good. They probably need to stop making the Evil Dead movies, okay, and the Evil Dead TV shows and the spinoffs. Yeah.
One Evil Dead too far.
Yeah, let's move on. I think we'll give it 1.5 Wigglies, and not very good. It's difficult to make a good horror movie these days, Paul. It's probably more difficult to come up with an original idea for some horror movies.
1.5 Wigglies, not good. All right, let's listen to L, which we can find on Amazon Prime.
Give it up one more time for the birthday girl.
I would just like to raise a glass to all of you. My friends, my world. I'm so lucky to have this life. I wouldn't change a thing.
have something important we want to talk to you about.
Elle, we're moving to Seattle.
Yeah. It doesn't sound right.
I'm just a girl in the world. Nice umbrella.
Thanks, it's an heirloom.
She's joking, you look like an idiot.
I'm Elle.
What?
I like iced coffee, the month of July, and when people dress kind of tennis-y, even if they don't play tennis. Did someone put you up to this?
Okay. It's also being marketed as Elle from the world of Legally Blonde, which originally portrayed Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things that are difficult for me because it's a prequel.
Correct.
Supposedly it happened before Legally Blonde, which I don't remember anyway.
Exactly.
So talk to me.
So again, I think everybody who loves the Legally Blonde universe, couple movies, will like this. It's a prequel. It's 1995. Great soundtrack. And it just talks about her life, her father, who's a famous plastic surgeon in Bel Air, botches a celebrity nose job, and the family has to move to Seattle.
That's never happened before.
Exactly. So the family has to move to Seattle, and it's her just trying to deal with, you know, a California girl going to Seattle, and there's something going on with the principal at the new school, and you kind of start to see the beginnings of, you know, what she will become later, getting her law degree. So I think that it was very well done. I enjoyed it. I like the Legally Blonde movies. This is a series, and I think people will like it. I'll give it 3 Wigglies. I think people will really like it. I did. I enjoyed it.
And it was not aimed at you.
No, it is not. It was not aimed at no. It was aimed at, you know, people who liked Legally Blonde.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
But I did enjoy it. I think that I think it'll do very well.
Elle on Amazon Prime, 3 Wigglies. Evil Dead Burn in theaters, 1.5 Wigglies. Yeah. You know where you should be heading to watch the movies over the weekend. You should be heading right there at home. Always a pleasure, Dave Rieger. Rieger reviews it. Will we see you Monday at the golf outing?
I will be there at the Lomas Browns, the second annual Lomas Brown Golf
Remind Outing. Me, please, to give you my phone and show me how I can erase things, because I'm like, it won't erase anymore, and I need to.
You got it. We'll
thank
stop
you, because you're my Apple pro. Thanks to the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, Ann Thomas, and my Kim Smith. And thank you for being the best and brightest audience in all of radio whenever you listen to WJR. Yep, Monday we will be at the beautiful Best in the West Country Club of Detroit, as my old golf tournament has become the Lomas Brown Junior Classic. We'll be broadcasting from there from noon to 2, and Lomas has done a tremendous job. Second time now, it just gets better and better. He does a great job. You go on out, make it a great weekend, and we'll look forward to being with you Monday. Regards, Paul W. Smith.